A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
Gather round, childrens. We have a serious topic for you this week.
Oh, well, first I was going to do the normal things, and then we were going to get serious.
You always jump the gun at the intros. Every time. Yeah,
every single time.
Every time.
Gather round, childrens. We have a show for you.
We don't know if it's serious or not at this point.
But children probably shouldn't listen to this episode, though.
Ooh, it's that kind of serious.
It's that kind of episode.
Yeah, this isn't a children's episode. Not that any episode.
So there will be really no rhyming or nursery tales.
Oh, no. There could definitely be rhyming.
We could rhyme at any time.
There's always timing for rhyming. I don't have any nursery tales, though.
Nor do I. So let's cut to the chase.
You guys listen to anything new recently?
Whoa, no intro? No. No.
What the hell, Nathan? I'm your host. You guys listen to anything new lately?
I like that new song, Classic. Oh, hold on.
By
MKTO?
Yeah.
Heard of it.
Really?
It's a good song. Never heard of it. How's it go?
It goes like...
For copyright reasons, we can't allow musical broadcasts on the show.
But we can cover. And if you just say the lyrics for a split second.
I don't want to sing it for you.
No, just say the lyrics. How's it go?
I don't know.
Something like Michael, I Wanna Love You Like Prince.
This sounds like a stupid song.
No, it's really cool.
It's a really good song. It is.
I can't... If I play it from YouTube, which is technically already fixed for the same copyright reasons...
Just don't play anything on the show.
Whatever. I like a song.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you?
I've been listening to that new Dance Gavin Dance album. It's pretty good. I don't know how new it is. I guess it came out October last year. I just saw it because I was listening to some Johnny Craig, some of that J. Craig.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look, Dance Gavin Dance has a new album. And I started listening to it. So it's pretty good.
I've been listening to The Format, which is Nate Roos's from Fun. It's lead singer of Fun's band before Fun. Been listening to that. Pretty good. Pretty good. I like it.
Okay.
I really like it. You guys watch any movies lately?
Yeah.
We did see Wolf on Wall Street.
We saw Wolf on Wall Street.
Yeah, how was that?
It's a good, well-directed, long film.
Long. So long.
Yeah.
I liked it. I did get bored halfway through, and then it picked up again.
Yeah, I was definitely ready to, like... I'm like, it's good. Like, I enjoyed this, but it's so long. I wanted to leave just out of sheer, like, I'm tired of sitting in this chair for this.
It's also extremely explicit. Like, I've seen movies with, you know, there's boobies, or there'll be, like, a sex scene, or, like, an awkward sex scene. But there was straight up probably four orgies. There was a gay orgy. There was an extended, really awkward sex scene. There was just a lot going on.
Right. Yeah. All
right.
It was very candid.
Very heavy drug use.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, they don't mess around.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of people were going in not knowing what they were getting themselves into.
And I did not.
They were
apparently,
like, oh, this is
those
not what
people
I
consisted
expected.
Of, like, maybe, yeah, Max and, like, me and maybe one of our other friends.
Oh,
Aubrey knew exactly what she was going into.
I never really,
I didn't know that.
I had not heard anything really about it.
I just knew this.
Well, you're going to have to go see it then.
Yeah, well, probably not. I really want to see that American Hustle.
I also really want to see American Hustle.
Also really got to get to the theater for that.
Should go tomorrow.
I just want to see J-Law. Just sexy hooker J-Law.
Yeah.
Just, is that what we're calling Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
That's what people call
that's
her.
That's what the kids on the street
are calling her. I'm not going to call her that. I'm going to call her Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm probably going to call her Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, well, we can call her Jennifer Lawrence.
The only celebrity name that I will shorten... T-Swizzle. And I'm not even allowed to do that anymore, so...
What? Who's not allowing you to do that?
Remember, we
don't say me, because that's not true.
We had an intervention.
No, but you're not allowed to talk about her at all.
Yeah, I had a dream about her last night.
Yeah, we don't care. Anyway.
I just... Nothing
so, American Hustle, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like
a great film. Christian Bale.
Right, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence, though. A lot of good people. I don't care about any of them. All I care about is Jennifer Lawrence.
None of us have seen, so we don't have anything to really say about it, so we shouldn't just ramble on.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's pretty hot. She photobombed Taylor Swift, which is pretty cool. My world's colliding.
Stop.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Look, I have relapses.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I have a lot of relapses about
this. We could probably have a full conversation saying only Jennifer Lawrence.
But then people would...
With different inflections?
Yeah, that would be acceptable to me. But...
The last listeners would just stop. They would just give up.
How many are you down to now?
I don't know. It varies.
Between 15 and 16?
Well, like...
Between 1 and 0.
Hey. Like, 2 episodes ago, I think it's at 20.
Ooh.
But, and then... Just last week's episode is only at 13 right now, so it's kind of slow.
It's dwindling.
Well, it's increasing. Like, there's like the initial like 10 that just download immediately, mm-hmm. and then there's a few more listens throughout like the mm-hmm. following weeks.
Okay.
But you guys playing anything? Anything new?
I haven't played a game in a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been back to playing some League of Legends. Yeah. You know, just putting in that work. But
well, I was at work. I've gotten kind of bored, so I was playing. I would go to, like, addictinggames.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clip. No, that's way old.
And I would just kind of run through those. But,
yeah, that does bring me back to high school a little bit.
But then I got in trouble, so I don't do that anymore.
I was playing this bridge-building game, because... When I go to Starbucks, they have the little cards for free apps or songs or something. And, like, every couple of weeks, there's a game. So I'm like, okay, sure. So I'll download the game. And this last one was some bridge game. Can I have a bottle of wine, too?
You can have a bottle
of wine. Not a bottle. A glass. May I have a glass?
Sure. Maxwell, get Nate a glass.
Thank you. So I played that bridge game. It's pretty fun. Really, really brought me back to when I liked architecture and shit.
Which kind of wine would you like?
What are my choices?
Baton Sweet Red Roux.
Shiraz, Cabernet, or Red Roux?
I don't know what the difference is.
Red Roux sweeter.
I like sweet.
Cool.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't finish. Finish
your beer and then drink your wine. That's how classy we are.
I just saw Chris going for the wine, and I'm like, I also want that.
All right.
And I hadn't finished my beer yet, so.
So I think we're kind of introducing a new kind of set. Well, it's not really introducing it. We've kind of talked about it the last couple times, but books. You guys reading anything?
I just finished the memoirs of Sherlock Holmes.
Okay, how was that?
It was really good. Formative.
Okay.
And I'm trying to.
What was it about?
What is the memoirs of Sherlock Holmes about?
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Well, obviously Sherlock Holmes, but what is it, like, one of the original Sherlock Holmes novels?
Yes, it's one of the 4 original Sherlock Holmes novels.
Why was it? I didn't know what they were called, so.
Written from the point of view of
Watson.
Yeah. Watson. Yeah. And they are a series.
You know, it never in the books.
You don't really want the answer to your own question. I'll just go.
No, I like to insert facts that I know. Never in the book series does he ever say, Elementary, my dear Watson.
Yeah, he does. I just read it.
No. It was invented in the shows when they started making movies and stuff about it.
He just read it.
No, it doesn't say it.
Okay. Well,
the internet
you
told
want to
me,
continue to tell me...
The internet told me... The closest it gets is like a paragraph between when he says, Elementary, and then later on, a few sentences, he says, My dear Watson, as separate thoughts.
That might be true.
So there you go. Right. I read it. I read what it said. They posted the paragraph where it said it. Yeah, on Reddit, I read it.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's why it's the joke of the what it's called.
I understand.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. So what?
Anyways, I read that book. So do you want to tell me anything else about it?
I don't know anything else about it. Why don't you tell me about?
No, you're clearly the expert on this.
I just like to insert facts.
What have you been reading, Max?
I actually have been reading. I don't know the name of the book I'm currently reading, which is awkward.
Well, Nate, tell me about that book.
Yeah, tell me about that book, please.
That's pretty interesting. It's about a guy who does some things.
Did you read that on Reddit?
Yep.
Great.
Actually, I'm going to answer the question now.
What book are you reading?
So, it's book two of a series. Like, the first book in the series was called Technomancer. It's actually really good. It's actually based in Las Vegas.
About a dead computer?
No.
Sorcerer?
No.
No. Technomancy is... just magic mixed.
So you're going to tell me about my book now?
I was explaining what technomancy is to Christopher. Piece of shit.
Okay. Technomancy is science that's just so advanced it looks like magic. So they're technomancy. Anyway. Okay. But the guy, the premise is that, like, a long time ago, all the, like, nuclear weapons testing and, like, other testing that we don't really know about caused, like, the fabric between, like, different space-time continuums.
Uh-huh.
To weaken in, like, the Las Vegas area.
Wow.
And so there's, like, rips that can open up into, like, other planes of existence, other worlds and stuff.
And within Las Vegas?
Just Las Vegas. Yeah, it only happens in Nevada, southern Nevada. Yeah.
That's
kind of cool.
That's cool.
And it's a story of, there's also objects that somehow become infused with power because of, like, the different worlds. Like, one of the main items is, like, a pair of sunglasses that when you put them on, like, metal becomes, like, rubbery and stuff, so you can open unlocked things. That's because it's sort of linked to a world where...
Just a second. You can always open unlocked things.
I said locked. You can unlock doors and stuff.
You know, you said you can open unlocked things.
Okay.
Continue.
So you can open locked things.
Okay, thank you.
You son of a bitch.
No, you would have done the same thing to me.
So yeah, and it's just because, like, it's connected to a plane where metal is rubbery, and so when you wear them, it transfers some of that.
It transfers that. That's
yeah. That's, and there's a bunch of different items that do a bunch of different things, and he's like a detective sort of deal, like a freelance detective kind of. It's really good.
On a similar topic of things that have been. affected by nuclear stuff. There was a fake news article in some website that was reporting that because of the nuclear fallout from that nuclear reactor in Japan, which is still spewing out toxic nuclear waste in the Pacific Ocean.
Actually, what I want to say is that it's spewing out steam.
No, it's actually nuclear waste. It's like just guzzling into the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and it's almost reached the West Coast. Anyways, they were reporting that as a consequence of that, it's causing gigantism in a lot of the ocean's creatures, and they had, like, faked pictures of a giant squid that washed up on the California beach.
And I don't think that's just how it works, though.
No, there have been, I think I know what picture you're talking about. There was actually a giant squid.
Well, yeah, there's lots of giant squid. They wash up all the time.
Yeah.
But they're, like, the size of a couch or a car or something.
There is one that's, like, the size of, like, a tank.
Yeah, but...
it's, like, really big.
I don't think being exposed to nuclear waste just makes you bigger.
No, I know.
If it was going to mutate you, you wouldn't just grow in size equally about your whole body.
No, I know. The gigantism that was referred to in the story was completely unfactual.
You'd have a lot of mutated
things. Well, also, you probably wouldn't mutate. It's very unlikely that you yourself would mutate.
Yeah, well, obviously. It would be the next generation.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But you're not just going to... It's not just going to be bigger. You're definitely going to have missing limbs.
That's what always has bothered me about, like, all this radiation stuff, like... Like, that's very unfounded. Like, you might get radiation poisoning.
And then,
like,
die.
And then die. But if you had kids, like, they might mutate because your genes are kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you would probably stay exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You would just, like, be dying on the inside of cancer.
Yeah, probably.
True facts.
True facts. Okay. So.
Yeah. I recently read a book. It's called The
Phone. Hold on. Hold the phone. You read.
I read events.
You know how to read?
I'm literate.
Yeah, seen that. Yeah.
I am literate.
That's not real.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I read a book called The Fault in Our Stars.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a pretty good book. Real teenagery.
Okay, like
real
Divergent.
Real teenagery.
Divergent.
Well, I'm only like 8 chapters into Divergent, so I'm not really sure. But I mean, like, it's written from the point of view of a teenage girl, and it's super teenagery, like just teenager attitude.
I feel like all books nowadays are written from the viewpoint of a teenage girl.
That is a running theme.
Yeah, Divergent, Hunger Games, that thing that you just said,
A Fault in Our Stars.
Twilight.
I'm sorry.
But like,
no, it's true.
That's like, cause the whole, it's narrated from her. So the description of everything is just super, like you read teenage it and you're like, oh, this is a teenage girl saying all these things. Written by a guy though, which he really understood the teenage girl mind, which is cool. I mean,
You think he understands the teenage girl mind. Yeah, you are not a teenage girl, so you don't
know. I wonder what the teenage girls have to say about it.
I guess not. But he's also
read some other books. Any teenage girls out there, we want to know?
Yeah, if you read the book, is that a cool thing? Anyway, he written some other books, but I'm going to read Looking for Alaska or Finding Alaska or something like that, which he wrote before A Fault in Our Stars. But it's about this 16-year-old girl with cancer. She has she has to carry around like an air tank. Okay. She can't breathe. She had lung cancer. And she meets a guy at support group who had bone cancer and he's missing a leg and stuff. And they're really cool and teenagery together. And then it's definitely sad because I definitely cried for the last 5 chapters.
So I know what happens. Cool. Thank you for that.
Are you ever going to read A Fault in My Stars?
I will never.
No. They're making a movie.
I might see the movie though.
I am not. I don't want it to be ruined. But the girl who plays can't believe the name is Hazel Grace. The girl who plays Hazel Grace and the guy in the movie for A Fault in Our Stars, the girl is playing Beatrice in Divergent and the guy plays her brother.
Oh, speaking of books that are being made into the movies that I actually care about, Maze Runner is coming out.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited.
Dylan O'Brien is playing the role of Thomas.
Do we know who's playing Teresa?
I can look it up right now.
Because that book...
She's not that famous, I don't think.
Because that book is really good. Like, anyone who's read The Hunger Games... I'm not gonna give away anything for the third book. Just know, a Maze Runner... It's similar. In that the third book.
It's moderately similar, yeah.
The third book is a disappointment. We'll put it that way.
Okay, I don't know anything about Maze Runner, so...
It almost follows, like, the same sort of deal.
Okay.
It really does.
Alright. Who is what? No, oh, we're talking about Maze
Runner. Kayla Scodella... Scodella... Scodelaria?
I don't know.
Scodelaria. And then I'm reading Divergent, so now we're caught up with books.
Yeah.
Alright, so... The topic today, and normally this would be a topic that we would joke about and stuff, but I want to talk about sex today. But more importantly, how did you learn about it,
Max? How did I learn?
How did you learn about sex?
How does any 14-year-old boy who isn't having it learn about it?
You didn't learn about sex until you're 14.
No, I learned about it before then. Okay. But it doesn't matter.
Did you get a talk?
Not really. I mean, I don't really remember it very well, but I remember like when I was like 6 or 7, I sort of walked into the guest room that we have and pressed play.
Wow.
And my whole life was shattered at that point. Because I was like, whoa, what was all that? Cool. Yeah. Just wicked porno. But, I mean, for the most part, like, while I was growing up, my dad was kind of fucked up, and he would be, like, strung out on the couch watching porn, and I would go, like, turn it off, and that's when I was, like, 10, 11.
Yeah.
So it never really fazed me. So I sort of knew what it was. I would, like, see it as well, but I was never, like, really, like, all terribly interested. And then, you know, I got a little bit older, started having those urges.
Yeah.
And then from the time I was, like, I don't know, 13 until 17, I had a girlfriend, Pamela Henderson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it on quite a bit, and then I lost my virginity, and then life has been good since.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
17.
17? Right. Yeah, see, I never got the talk.
Just your parents assumed I like you already
this,
knew?
No, I like to this day, I don't think I've gotten the talk. I've gotten the talk
Would you like me to give you the talk?
No, I've gotten the talk like, hey, you know, don't do anything stupid, wear a condom. But I never got to talk about what sex was.
Oh.
I learned everything myself.
No, my friend's mom gave me the talk at some point. And she was like, here, have a gigantic bag of condoms.
No.
It was amazing.
None of that.
I was like 16. I was like, whoo!
I think I was...
Nice. Never had to buy a condom in high school, ever.
Nice. I always, like, I played Neopets and stuff like that. So I was on the internet a lot, but I never really delved into the internet. And then I think in, like, the sixth grade, my friends were like, hey, check this out.
Girls.com.
No, it was actually Dragon Ball Z porn.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah. And then so I kind of went
That's
off on that
introduction.
Tangent.
That is
like,
terrible.
I know. Most of, like, the early learning what sex was all, like,
from
hentai
like
and stuff
porn?
Like that. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And then it kind of moved into
I do not. I was just shaking my head.
People are into weird things. Anyway, and then it kind of moved into like actual like porn. But I didn't even start masturbating like until like 4 years after that.
Really?
Just watched porn.
Never
did anything about it.
Sat there and liked it?
Yeah, I didn't know.
That
I didn't even know the whole thing.
Frustrating.
Hold on, allow me.
Incredibly frustrating.
Some porn has actually like very good plot.
No, I know that, but you'd still
no,
be
I mean, like, upset
I'm watching, the whole time. Because
I'm watching,
like,
the girl like answers the door, and the guy is like, he has a pizza. And I'm just like, oh, I wonder what's on the pizza.
It's a penis.
And then it's a penis. I'm like, oh, that's what that was.
No, but like, because...
Really good plot.
I have never got any talks. I didn't know what was supposed to happen from this. I would just be like,
we need to have the talk with you right now?
No, I know
I already
everything
offered
now.
He declined.
Oh.
It's like, I'm enjoying this.
I think
this.
We should force this on
This
him.
Is causing things
We
in
should
me.
Have the talk with our dear friend.
No,
Nate.
I don't
Nathan,
need the
Nathaniel
talk.
Then.
Nate,
I don't...
Sometimes.
It's unfortunate because this talk has to be modified. Now, how our parents would give you the talk would be when a mom and a dad or a man and a woman love each other very much, but that's completely not even applicable anymore. When two people are sexually aroused
and attracted to each other.
And I say
two
people
or more,
because that term can be used very loosely.
Two or more.
When two or more human beings.
Adults, usually, hopefully.
Adults, yeah. Consenting adults, come on.
Consenting adults. But I don't even...
Look, you're doing
Wait, how
real
old were you
bad.
When you...
I was 17.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Consenting adult. 16 is the...
No, I'm not in the
Where are we in America? Okay,
sorry.
Thank you.
Well, hey, hold on.
When... Listen. Shut the fuck up, dude. You're the one who hasn't heard the talk. Now shut your goddamn mouth and listen to me.
I don't need the talk, Christopher.
You maybe use the Lord's name in vain. I'm very upset with you right now. Shut your fucking mouth while I finish the damn talk. Shit.
I think you need to calm down on the wine.
I think you need to calm down on the life and the talking.
Listen.
Whoa.
Okay.
When two sexually aroused human beings get together, the male will obviously insert his penis,
okay,
if it's with a woman, into her vagina.
Okay.
And stay the course until, usually he has reached some sort of pinnacle, commonly known as an orgasm.
Okay.
At which Climax. Point he's done.
Okay.
For a little while.
If he's a nice guy, he'll help her out until she's done.
Well, if he's a good guy, he would have gotten her off first. You know what I'm talking about?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank
absolutely.
You for that. If it's two men, they'll do the whole butthole thing. Same principle applies.
I guess reach arounds are common. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how that works.
If it's two women, they can use tools.
They can tongues.
I think that'd be highly unsatisfying.
No,
from what
I understand.
That could be just.
No, from what I understand, like, girls are much more likely to orgasm from cunnilingus than from. From penetration.
Some girls can't just can't orgasm just from straight penetration.
That's
just
true.
From vaginal
intercourse.
Yeah.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, you need other, clitoral stimulation.
So that's basically it. That's really all you need to know.
Okay, well, I knew that. I learned that myself.
Well, girls will scissor each other sometimes.
That's not a big practice, I've heard.
Oh, really?
Not a lot of people do that, no.
I was hoping. South Park said it one time.
South Park says a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, well. All right, so now we've had the time.
Yeah. Anyway, so I didn't start masturbating until I actually got into, like, actually watching, like, real people porn. And I was like, what's this situation happening? And then I figured out that you could do that. That would have been...
Probably, like...
I was out here, so probably it would have been eighth grade.
That's about average. That's about right.
How old were you, though?
I don't know, however old you are when you're in 8th grade.
Like 12, 13? 12, 13.
12, 12 or 13?
Yeah, 12 or 13.
13, probably?
I was 12 turning 13 in 8th grade. All
right.
I was 13 turning 14 in 9th,
Because I learned about it from internet porn, and then my first sexual experience was with my first girlfriend, and I had no clue what I was doing.
How old were you at this point?
That would have been summer before 9th grade, so same age.
Hold on.
And so have sex.
Your first girlfriend. How many girlfriends have you had?
How many girlfriends have I had?
That you've done sexual things with?
Sexual things with? Girlfriends? 2.
Okay, cool. We're good then. We're good. I was worried.
There was the first one.
About some statutory
rape. And then there was like...
14-year-old.
There was the first one, and then there was 8 between it, and then there was the one I lost my virginity to. The 8 between it, nothing ever happened with that.
Nice. Good job. Well done.
So.
Apparently you're not very good at closing. That's fine.
No, I've stated before I'm not a closer. Is there more wine to be had?
You could have some more of Max's wine.
Not of the Rue, I don't think. I don't think there's any more of that.
There's some more Cab. If you want to open that bottle.
Yeah, there's a full bottle of Cab.
I'll do that. I don't know what that means.
It's Cabernet.
The other red one is Cabernet. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is not open.
Okay.
And that's not how you open it.
That's well, obviously, you gotta take
get
the plastic off.
It's a corkscrew in the jar.
Okay, well...
So now we're going to have the other talk.
How to open a
wine bottle.
A bottle of wine.
So you're going to take the cork...
And top by Chris Campbell.
This one's top by Max Wolverine.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then you're going to... You put it on and you screw it in.
Lift these up.
Why do you lift those up?
So that you can see it. You're going to push down.
And just screw
it
in there.
There we go. And then screw. Okay. Hold the bottle.
Oh. Well, you told me I had to lift up the thingy.
Yes, you do. Well, not anymore, yes, but.
Okay, keep it straight. Keep it straight.
All right, all right. Well, this
screw
is.
It in.
Don't go all the way in.
Go all the way in.
Okay.
Now push the handles down.
With your hands. Both hands. Thank you. There we go.
Okay.
Now kind of shimmy it up.
And pull it out.
There we go.
All right.
Rip that out there.
There we go. And everybody, this is Nathan opening his first bottle of wine. Can't get that plastic off.
Oh, my goodness.
So, do we keep...
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's how you put it back. You put it back in so that it doesn't spill everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe we're going to drink the whole bottle.
No.
I don't know how wine works. So, Chris, how did you learn about it?
Well, I grew up hanging out, when my mom worked, I didn't go to, like, daycare, I just went over to my aunt's house, and I hung out every day with my cousins who were older than me, about 3 years older than me.
We really gotta stop banging the bottles on the table.
Most things from them. I watched my first porn when I was probably 10 or 11. And, which was fun. I would usually, I didn't actually masturbate until I was, like, 13. But I got off, previous to that,
Is this an embarrassing story?
It's not embarrassing, it's just very personal.
Okay, well, look.
Go ahead. This is a safe space.
You're just telling us and 13 other people.
Alright, that's true. Whenever I would, like, take a shower or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you let the... Like, not from the shower thing, but from the main faucet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you just let that run on there, it's good. And
that was to completion. You're very
sensitive. It didn't take that long.
You're very sensitive. Yes,
well,
you are.
I am. Probably more sensitive than you guys.
Probably.
Because I have a little bit more than you.
That's not how it works. There's different sensitivities.
No, I think
it doesn't really matter.
I don't think you're taking his meaning correctly.
No, you're not. You know this about me.
What? Oh, I know. We all know how big each other is.
No, that's not
how
that's
big
not
I am,
about.
Retard.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I have some little extra skin.
Yeah, we got sliced.
You're not circumcised?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not. Which is
this
why
is
I have,
news to me.
Which is
what?
Why I have a lot more sensitivity under the skin.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. I didn't know that about you, actually.
After watching, you know, some porn for about a year.
Okay.
Now
you and everybody else, all 13 other people know.
Yeah.
13 other people
I
know.
Mimicked the up and down motion of,
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Of the vagina.
Okay.
With my hand. Yes. And it caused the same effect.
All right.
And from that moment on, I was just fine.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. And I didn't have to take random showers at random parts of the day.
I do kind of...
That makes sense.
That's so awkward. No, I do kind of wish I could remember, like, the very first time.
Oh, I do.
Do you? Well, I do not.
With my hand. No, just kidding. I remember the very first time.
No, I don't remember.
I remember it.
I do not remember my very first time.
Literally all night. I did not know what I was doing.
That's so sad.
I just sort of let it happen. I was just like...
Mm. I was taking my time. Taking my time. I was enjoying it.
I don't remember.
Do other things. Come back to it later, you know? Pick up where I left off.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like a thing, like you didn't know what you're doing, so you just sort of, oh, my mom called me. Okay, what's up? It wasn't even like, I don't know.
Which is another thing that I find really weird is I have like crazy guilt about it. What? But I wasn't even raised in a religious family. There was no reason for me to be guilty about like sexual feelings or anything. But I was.
Well, you don't want to just
talk about that. Well, obviously, but there was nothing that led me to believe that something bad was really going to happen if I did. Maybe
you just had, like, some kind of intrinsic conscientious knowledge that, you shouldn't be. I don't know.
Well, I don't think there's a problem with it.
No, I don't think there's a problem with it either. Just saying.
But, I don't know, that was just just another weird thing.
Well, if you're more oral... You find a loophole around the don't spill your seed on the ground.
Okay, you just go, seed in her throat.
No, you just go and... It's a little kid. Moral. Have you never seen Moral Oral?
Moral Oral.
Moral Oral. He's on a... It's a show on...
Yeah.
Adult Swim.
He put it into like a icing or whatever. No, it was like an turkey icing baster, bag, right? Turkey baster. Oh, turkey baster. And he would go around and put it into all the women in the town.
Yeah.
And then they were all getting pregnant. They're like, what is happening? Because you're not allowed to spill your seed. Moral Oral was a really weird show.
It's a really terrible show, actually.
Yeah, it sounds really inappropriate.
It was claymation, mm-hmm. And it was about a kid who lived in a very religious town.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to be moral, but he always
misconstrued it.
Always and, like, misconstrued.
Misinterpreted everything, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Weird show. Adult Swim.
Yep, Adult Swim. That's all you need to know.
So, Chris, when did you have your first sexual experience?
I had my first sexual experience at...
I really hope you say it's like summer camp.
17, and I lost my virginity on my 18th birthday.
And what was it like?
It was fun. It was just too fast. I didn't know... There's a difference between watching and then doing.
Yeah, oh yes.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I didn't really know a whole lot about like foreplay and like you know, how to do it yet. So they were fast and I mean, sex is sex, but it wasn't as good. Got better with time.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my first time went very for my first sexual experience, which was I was 17.
Yeah.
And then to sex it took like a month from never done anything sexual to no longer virgin. Did not take any time at all.
Yeah.
Moved very quickly. And I had, I don't know, by that time, I feel like I was old enough. Like, I knew the general motions.
Mm-hmm.
She was also quite skilled.
Mm-hmm.
Skilled.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was very good for me. And I learned some things. And it didn't take very long, and I think that like that was a good thing for me because I just like picked it up real quick, and then I could take that knowledge and use it in like everyday life.
Yeah. See what? Because I lost my virginity to my major girlfriend, which was the year and a half relationship.
The one.
Yeah. The main ex girlfriend.
Otherwise, she will not be named.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though I have said her name on the podcast,
that's
but
not
it
the
doesn't
point.
Really matter. M1. We're going to go back to the list of girlfriends from the very beginning. Anyway, she was 5 years older than me. I was 17.
That's why I was worried about
technically,
when you said your first sexual relationship was when I was like summer 4 9 3. I'm like, wait, what? Which one? That's why I was worried.
No. My first sexual experience, we were both in 8th grade. We're same age. I actually still talk to her every now and again. But,
it's good.
Well, I've stayed in contact with most of my exes, actually. Not, like, full friends, but, like, everyone, well, friends on Facebook, and then, like, every once in a while, like, oh, hey, you know.
None of my exes I'm still in contact with.
So, technically, it was statutory rape.
That's a technicality.
I was under 18. Although I was above the age of consent, which is 16 in Vegas, I was under 18, and she was over 18, so technically it was statutory rape, and it was illegal. But, we started dating in November...
Wait, if Nevada is 16, then it wasn't illegal.
No. Because she was over 18, age of consent doesn't matter. I have to be over 18.
Oh, that's how Nevada works?
Yeah. Okay. So if a 16-year-old can have sex with a 16-year-old, no problem. But if they're over 18, then it's statutory rape.
Like, California is a little bit different. California is like 16 can have sex with 18, 17 can have sex with 19, and then 18 is whatever you want. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like 2 years.
That's weird.
2 year grace, yeah.
Anyway, so we started dating like mid-November, the 22nd of November. December 17th, we had sex. And I was like, because I was always like, I was raised, I learned about romance and dating and all that stuff from movies. So it's like, you know, everything's romantic. You're dating for like a year before you even have sex. 1 month
in. What movies are you watching? 1 month in.
I don't know. Just movies that happen.
Because that doesn't happen in movies very often.
Yeah, it's the same movie.
Child thing. Movies. I didn't watch a lot of adult movies.
No, even
what
Disney
kind of sex are they having in child movies?
And also,
well, no, just relationship. Just
no, Disney movies. Oh, I met you. Okay, let's get married.
Anywho's.
I'm just saying.
Oh, there's no dating. Or
anywho's, I had this moral thing. I was like, I'm not going to have sex right away. You know, we're going to go slowly into it. Start fooling around right away. Had sex month into it. And I was like when it happened, I was like, okay, I had watched enough pornography. I was like, I think I know how this is supposed to go. And then I did really good, so... And I caught on pretty quick. But she wasn't a virgin, but, I mean, she practically was. She had no experience at all. So it was like, okay, works out.
So were you really good, or she
just
didn't
know.
Care?
She just didn't know. Wow. Oh, we just blew his mind.
No.
He does not
no,
answer
no, no, no.
That.
Because I've been told otherwise that I am. So...
Now?
I think I was.
Yeah, like what? 2 weeks
I don't know.
Ago?
I was told that I was a natural.
But you were you really good right off the bat?
Yo, yeah. Right off the bat, real good.
I do want to say that I was kind of...
And your girlfriend who you were with at the time told you that.
Yeah. Why would she lie to me? If she wasn't happy with the experience, she would talk to me, and then we would figure out how to be better. Didn't have to do that. Good right off the start.
No, that's not true.
That's not true at all. That's not true
and
at
you
all.
Guys are in relationships with bad communication.
No.
If you're not enjoying the experience, you need to communicate how you can further it and better the experience so that everyone is happy.
You
guys
but you're
have
not going
to
do that a month into a relationship.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're still in like a little fucking.
You have to remember. Hold on.
So happy
hold on. You have to remember. She was an adult.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything.
Adults have communication.
No, they we have friends that are getting married.
Adults have communication.
And all they're right. still in their
explain
little
divorce.
Lawnmowers.
Mature people.
They probably haven't even, like, said they don't like
are you
mature
implying that M1 was mature?
She had mental problems, but she was pretty mature.
I'm going to go ahead and let this argument go because you're shooting holes in it for me.
whatever. Anywho's. So that's how that happened. You playing with shadows right now?
I'm playing with shadows right now.
Okay, well, that does not help with the podcast, though.
Oh, my bad. I'm playing with shadows right now. Guys.
Okay. When did you stop looking at porn and masturbating, Chris?
Probably around the time that I started getting pretty serious with my, at the time, girlfriend who is now my wife.
All right. What about you, Max?
yeah.
Okay.
Pass.
It kind of became an addiction for me, so I stopped.
Okay, I'm sorry, you contradicted yourself. I'm sorry, you said what now?
I stopped looking at porn and masturbating.
But I thought it was an addiction.
It was.
And now it is no longer.
I cut it out.
Hmm.
I failed multiple times. I've tried this many times before. I think it's been, like, maybe 4 months. So I'm doing pretty good. Gonna stick to it.
So it's like, it's like to you what cigarettes are to me.
Yes. Your cigarettes was my masturbation.
Think about that every time you smoke, Max.
No!
Time you put that cigarette in your mouth.
How many quit right now, Max?
No, okay.
You smoke.
No, I do have a, this is very serious. Like, what? Okay. No, this is like, actually, like, this is serious, because I'm sure there are people that, like, this is like a real struggle, like, so I don't want to, like, bring any light or, like, make light of it. Like, what would you say, like, made it an addiction? Like, how much, like, was it, like, interfering with daily life?
It was, I needed to do it, or I could not fall asleep.
So just at night, just like...
Well, also, and then, like, if it was, like, a day off or whatever, and no one was home, I was like, okay, sure, yeah. Just do it.
Oh, yeah, I was super addicted to pornography when I was, like, in middle school and high school.
If I was home alone, you better believe.
Yeah, but I had to do it every night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes multiple times a day.
Sometimes multiple times a day, yeah.
Especially when I was in high school, yeah. I mean, multiple times a day. I've definitely cut back a lot. Like, you know, every once in a while, like, I'll get one in.
But... Weekends and breaks from school, definitely multiple times a day. But from when I started until 4 months ago, and a couple months between when I would try to stop, at least once a night.
I wouldn't say that, like, just, like, once a night, like, I wouldn't say that that's unhealthy yet. I don't know.
It's not unhealthy. I think it was unhealthy for me because it was an addiction. I had to do it. I wasn't doing it because, yeah, I want to masturbate. This will be nice. This is what I want to do. I did it. I wasn't always even aroused.
Oh, really? It's
like, oh, time to go to bed.
Oh, wow. No, that's not at all. I'm just like, oh, I have nothing to do. What's going on down here? And then, you know, things happen. I mean, like, it sort of creeps up on me.
Do you do it to stuff, or do you just imagine and sit by yourself?
It depends. It depends on how I'm feeling.
Depends on how much time you got, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's that.
Because looking at porn, it takes a lot more longer than just thinking about it.
I would argue that it's the opposite.
Well, it depends. Are you just putting in a DVD? Or you have to go on the internet and find a good video, and then like, oh, this video's not that good, so you gotta go to another video. If I was looking at internet porn, I would have to jump around videos, I have to find good videos.
Oh, yeah. And you have to pick, you're like, this is the one.
That's at least a half an hour. Could be up to an hour.
And then, sometimes, like, because, like, usually, like, yeah, well, that's true. Like, I'll be jumping around quite a bit, like, throw my phone into incognito, you know what I'm saying, like, private browsing, just jump around. But there are some times where I'm just like, oh, I want to get it into this right now. Like,
find that perfect video.
I'm feeling that, like, because I have a small library in my brain of, like, girls that I've liked. So, like, I'll just, like, you know, I'm feeling this girl today, and I'll just jump right to her and just get it in.
Yeah, if I feel like just getting through with it, Faye Regan. It's my number one porn star.
Of course, because she's redhead.
Ginger, yep.
Yeah, of course.
Or,
and she makes, like, some of the cutest sounds.
Yeah, or Marie McRae. She's also a ginger. All of them redheads.
That makes sense.
The only porn DVD I own is redheads.
You own a porn DVD?
Yes, I do. Because on my 19th birthday, the guys at work took me to an adult store where I bought a pornographic DVD and then to a strip club.
That's acceptable to me. Did they buy the DVD for you?
No, I bought it myself.
Oh, that's no longer as acceptable.
No, but, you know, what else?
They should have had you pick it out and buy it for you.
They should have, definitely. But,
yeah,
you know, not every... And it doesn't always work out that way.
No. No, it doesn't.
Chris, who was your go-to porn actress?
Decline.
Sophia Bush.
If Sophia Bush
did... Oh, yeah.
If Sophia Bush did porn...
Her day.
Mm-hmm. So fun. She's in... Super sidebar. But Sophia Bush is in Chicago PD.
Yeah, we will be watching.
I was like, I heard about it. I'm like, oh, it's a spin-off of Chicago Fire, blah, whatever, fine. And then I saw, like, an ad, and I, like, wait a minute. And I, like, saw, so I thought I saw Sophia Bush, and I looked it up, I'm like, dude, we're watching the show.
When does it start?
I have no idea.
Has it already?
I don't think so. I saw the first advertisement for it today.
Oh, well, they've been playing ads for it for a little bit.
But I saw an advertisement for it today, so probably not quite yet.
Oh, also, just since we're talking about TV show, another sidebar, I watched the first episode of Enlisted. Hilarious.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's a show on I don't know what station it's on. Maybe CBS. But
Archer starts tonight.
Oh my god, it does. Yes. I've never actually seen Archer, but I really like
it. Oh my god, it's an amazing
movie. Who brought donuts? This is how we get ants. Yeah, I know quotes and stuff, but I've never
seen it.
The Danger Zone comes back tonight. That was I saw that on Twitter.
Every time they play Danger Zone at Revolver,
you think that's of Archer.
Always Revolver, cause it or always Archer, cause that's one of the, just throughout the whole series. The Danger Zone, Lana or Lena, whatever her name is, I haven't seen
Lana.
Lena.
Oh, whatever.
It's like Danger Zone, and then they got that weird cat creature.
It's like last Wednesday.
Oh, it started already.
I'll watch it. I bet it's on demand. Speaking of which.
Ooh, speaking of which,
hold on. I have to
but like
TiVo something.
That's TiVo. Like
what are you TiVo?
How many minutes? Starts in 10 minutes.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
You don't have that on a timer? Just to
I don't know why every we don't. Week? I don't know why we don't.
I don't know why we don't either.
Also, Teen Wolf is on in also 10 minutes.
Where's the
mute
button? There we go.
But like that's like because I have.
How is that movie still on?
Yeah, we were watching
that Mission movie Impossible is so like long.
There was another hour.
I came over here like 2 hours ago, and that movie was
on.
Like it was just in the middle.
It was just no.
Oh, was it?
It's on AMC, and it had just started.
Okay,
it started. Yeah,
but like that's why I have like weird. I have conflicting views.
No, Heart of Dixie's on tonight
set,
too.
It's set to record.
Heart of Dixie's okay. On too. Wow, there's a lot of shows on tonight. Teen Wolf, Heart of Dixie, and How I Met Your Mother.
Huh. Okay, anyway, I have like conflicting views on women. Because I'm like, yeah, they're cool. I like women. They're equal and stuff. But then there's like that weird thing that clicks.
Where you're like, I also
where
like
I've been
men.
Watching, I watched porn for, no, not I like men.
Oh, well, that's what I thought you were going to say.
You watched no, porn.
I've watched porn for so long, and it's like, oh, no, women are for sex, and they're an object. And it clicks in, and so sometimes I have that weird, like, real pervy, like, douchebaggy.
Nice.
We should watch it when it's done.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, douchebaggy kind of view, and I feel real bad about it because I'm like, that's not how I want to view women. But I watched porn for so long that there's just like
I don't
a
think
little
that that's,
like subconscious.
I don't
thing.
Think that watching porn causes that reaction.
It did for me.
Did it? Because that hasn't for me. I don't. I would. I don't think I objectify women.
You
don't think that
you objectify women, Max.
You really don't think that.
Not often.
Always.
All of the time?
Pretty much all the time.
Do I objectify just all people?
No, just women.
I don't objectify guys?
I don't think so.
You objectify guys sometimes.
Well, okay. As jokes, though. You
well, usually if I'm talking about girls, it's a joke.
I feel like you seriously objectify girls, though.
I don't think that's true.
Well.
What do you go to the club for?
To meet people, have fun, have
How
a good
many
time.
Girls are you talking to right now?
How many girls am I depends on what you mean.
How many girls are you talking
How many
to right now?
Women are you texting with right now to see what happens?
None. I don't have my phone right now.
Not current, as in, you know.
At this time in your
give
life.
Give me a time frame. Like.
Within the last
The last
month.
Week. Month. The last month.
In the last month, how many girls have I texted?
How many girls have you texted with interest or just to fool around or anything like that?
Probably like two.
That's a lie. Straight from the devil.
Between people that you met at that bar that you go to,
at Revolver. Naming.
Okay, at Revolver. People that you Snapchat with. People from past cities.
I know at least just on Saturday night, there was like 3 girls texting you. Who knows how many were Snapchatting you?
No, actually you can go through my Snapchat, so there's actually not that many girls that Snapchat
me. But it's like every
there's
girl...
There's 2 that Snapchat me, but they also text me.
Every
so.
Girl you text, it's like, I'm going to get her to send me nudes. That's not
yeah,
objectifying
but,
women.
No, because I'm also like it's a common thing like that. We if they know
but
what's
that's
going
like the
on,
first thing
but
you
that's not objectification.
Like,
I don't care if they're objectifying you in return. That doesn't make you not objectifying them.
But it doesn't make me a dick about it.
I didn't say you were a dick about it.
You're just objectifying women. It's like you go into it and it's like
you are talking to
like,
most
I wonder,
women for no other
see,
purpose.
Let's see how
then.
Fast I can get nudes.
That's not what I said.
No, but it's like that's what it seems like sometimes.
Well, yes. Fuck it. Yes, I objectify women. But all, at the same time, I'm still chivalrous and considerate most of the time.
I didn't say you were a nice guy. I think you're a very nice guy.
You just also sometimes objectify women.
I think that that's true of everybody, anybody.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
I think that people in general objectify each other.
Where did you learn that?
Probably my dad.
Okay. I learned it from porn because I never got the talk from my parents, so I never learned about how to think about women or whatever like that from it. I got views of my parents' relationship, so I thought this is how relationships work, but just women in general. I was
why do you
told.
Say that though? What about your dad made you grasp that concept?
Because he's a dick and he also objectifies women. He had sex with a hooker in my fucking hotel room that I was in when I was like 10.
I've heard that story, I believe.
Yeah, we were in Reno. I was on my, like, we had gone there to escape.
He was fucking
in Reno. Ah, high five. I had to say high five, that way they would know what that
right.
was. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, what was this?
Yeah. No, we were in Reno, and, because we were trying to escape my grandma. She was being crazy. It was nuts. I don't know. Well, I was up there for like 3 or 4 months. I was staying over the summer, but like, I would think I was about to be a freshman, maybe? Maybe I was about to be a sophomore. Somewhere in that age. And he was living with my grandparents, so I was up there visiting them and him. And they lived in Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, California. So we drove to Reno, we were staying in a hotel, whatever. He picked up a hooker, brought her back to the hotel room that I was in.
Was she cheap?
Yeah, she had missing teeth.
Wow, like, it was cheap. Pretty
disgusting.
Cheap.
And I had my computer. I had brought my computer with me, and I was playing World of Warcraft because I was a nerd.
Yeah, that's what you
time.
Do.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're dead.
But I also grabbed a bottle of fucking tequila. I was going ham on the tequila.
Okay. Hard as a motherfucker.
Ham.
Not everybody knows what ham means.
They should know what ham means.
Okay, well, it means hard as a motherfucker, so not everybody knows.
Not everybody knows. Anyway. So he's getting it in. And I'm just like, I cannot do this right now. So it's
like, was it a separated room or same room?
No,
like
same
two,
room.
Two twin beds?
He was trying to hide it. He was like laying on his side and she was like on the ground, like with her mouth and stuff.
Okay.
Like, but I knew exactly what was going on.
You were her like no teeth mouth? Nasty.
Yeah, it was disgusting. So I'm like, fuck this. I'd take my bottle of tequila. I'm like 12.
Yeah.
Mind you.
Yeah, no, I got it.
And I go down, I was more like 13, 14. I go downstairs, and I just start walking around downtown Reno, 2 o'clock in the morning with a bottle of Cabo Wabo tequila.
Okay, you're past curfew.
Oh, yeah.
That's illegal.
There was no one around. Not, like, it's super weird, because Reno is, like, a lot like Vegas. Like, it's like a 24-hour town. Like, there's a lot of things going on. Especially where we were in a hotel.
Yeah, there's hookers that he can just go get.
Well, yeah, we were at Silver Legacy. Like, we're at, like, a hotel that's on their version of the strip, I guess.
Yeah. I've never actually been to Reno. So
yeah, it was on Virginia Street. It's like
you've never been to Reno?
No, I've never been to Reno.
That's so unfortunate. This summer for my birthday, when we all go to Reno, you can come with us.
Okay. If I'm still here.
Where would you be?
Washington?
He wants
you
to
can
where.
Still I'm, come with us.
Well, if I... It depends.
Anyway, back to the story. So yeah, I'm just walking around on Virginia Street, just fucking drunk as shit, 12 years old.
No.
No one around.
That's incredibly illegal. You could have gotten in a lot of trouble.
Oh yeah, I definitely could have. And then I went back upstairs. My dad was in the bathroom with this hooker. There were, like, weird noises coming. I just went to bed.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, my dad's a douchebag. Moral.
There was two beds, though, right? Because you never
there
answered
that were,
question.
In fact, two beds.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Two queen beds. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah.
But yeah, no, my dad did a lot of scandalous shit like that, though. Like, I basically, while I was, like, growing up, when I lived with him, I was basically the adult that took care of him. Like, I actually, like, did, like, I paid a lot of the bills and shit. Like, I mean, I didn't earn the money, but I used his checks and stuff. And
well,
I
yeah.
out. And I paid all the bills, made sure everything was in order. Like, I would, like, put a blanket over him when he was passed out naked on the couch and, like, drunk and high and shit.
Really nice. I always just thought that your dad just wasn't around.
No, I lived with him for a long time.
Oh. I just, because I know Chris's wasn't. I just assumed that you never really mentioned him a lot.
No, my parents were married until I was, like, 10.
No, I wasn't aware of that. I know I've heard the story about the hooker when you were there.
Mm-hmm. No, and then he was like dating some cracked out bitch that had 3 kids, and then I had to share a bed. That's why I've never had my own bed. I've said that before. I've never had my own bed until I joined the military. Part of the reason was like they had like a queen bed or whatever. Like this stupid dumbass bitch that my dad was dating. They moved in with me and my dad, and they brought like a bed, like. Bunk beds, because there's 3 of them.
Yeah.
And I was sharing a bed with this kid. He was like a little less than a year older than me. He was in 8th grade, I was in 7th grade. And then there was 2 little ones. They were like 7
that
and 5.
That must really suck. I've had a queen-size bed to myself for the last 10 years. And it is
yes. Nice. No, and we shared it. Like, we both slept in this queen bed.
Can't hit the table.
All right, well, it happened. Yeah, it was all like, and I didn't really give a fuck then. Like, me and him were cool. Like, it was actually like we were pretty decent friends until I forget what had happened. He like started treating me as if I was his little brother, and I was like, dude, I don't like, we're friends. That like, this is fine. We're not brothers. Your mom is fucking my dad.
Yeah.
So that's literally all this is. I'm like, you cannot tell me what to do, and I will not do it. Like, that is what is going to happen. And so we got into a huge fight. We basically beat each other to pulps. Like, neither of us won. I wouldn't say either of us lost, really.
Yeah.
And then my dad and them, they broke off or whatever. And then
never saw him again?
Nope. Mm-mm. And then I walked in on my dad smoking crack one time, and then my mom was like, yeah. Grabbed me, and I lived with my mom ever since. Like, when I started high school, I started living with my mom.
Hmm. And then 4 years later, he met me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
5.
Oh, well, timeline is a little bit
4
off.
4.5.
Yeah.
I just shared way more than I meant to.
That's okay.
That's okay, you know, sometimes people like to share things. There's a little something... that I'm going to share with you and the 13 people that listen.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's 12 now.
One of them dropped off. During the listening?
Oh. It's just halfway through. It's now not 13 now. It's 12.
Okay. It's probably 12. So
you missed out.
And the 12 people.
13th person who dipped out. You're not going to hear the secret. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when I was about 7, I was molested by one of the neighbor kids.
Older than you?
Yes. I think he probably would have been 16, 17.
How old were you? How old were you? Like 7?
About 7 or 8. 7 or 8. It would have been a little bit before we moved from California.
It's really awful. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah.
It is very awful.
Yeah. But it's because like a lot of times when you hear about that kind of stuff, it's like they have, like, people have like bad views on sex and relationships and stuff like that,
or they turn out gay.
No, what? I don't think that's true.
No, that's not true at all.
No, I don't think yours is true at all either. I know a lot.
Someone else I know was molested as a child and had a lot of problems and stuff. But
I'm not saying anything. Get your finger out of my face.
But like, I don't know. I've never told anybody. Like, I knew, it was like, this is definitely something that is a little bit wrong and should not be told, especially because his family is still friends with my family. So I have not talked to him since we've moved. I haven't seen him or really heard about him or anything like that. But his sister and mom and stuff are still friends with my family. But so I wouldn't tell my parents, even though I'm not sure if my dad still listens, but if he does, he'll hear about it, and I'll probably get a conversation about it. But
no, I definitely think that you should say something.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's
never too late.
Yeah, I know. It's just okay. It's never really been. It never really did much to me. You know, I was like, that's a thing that happened, and then I've moved on from it. It hasn't really affected me that much.
Yeah, because I also have like family members that. Things happened in my family.
Yeah.
I don't want to bust it out.
To you or to other people?
Not to me. No, I'm good. I'm straight. My dad hit me one time. Shit's good. Other than that, I was fine. Because my dad has been accused of like abusing me and blah, blah, blah. It's weird. That shit never happened, so I mean, throw that out there. My dad was, to me, he never really did anything like bad. He just like, he was fucked up situations. Like,
yeah.
He put me in fucked up situations, but he never did anything like directly to me, so. That part is good, but I do have family members that have touched each other,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. I don't want to bust them out. Like, that's a little too personal. I don't mind talking about myself. I don't really want to talk about my family, but so I know like that shit kind of happens, but I don't know. Like I dated a girl that she was molested by her like stepbrother. And for the most part, I see that it doesn't really fuck them up. I think that that's a bad stigma attached to it. Like, and I think that's part of why people won't, like, come forward sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they think they're like, oh, people are going to think, like, some things of me. Like, not necessarily bad, but, like, they're going to think differently of me.
Yeah.
If I come forward, and I think that's kind of fucked up. Like, it doesn't, like, it doesn't fuck up your life. It can. There are people that it does, like, it scars them for life. That does happen, yes. But I don't think that, like, I think that if we stop, I don't know. It's hard to say, because I obviously, like, the world is trying to, like, make it easier for victims, like, because, so, like, some victims are scared, like, they're, like, people won't believe them.
Yes.
Or, like, all this different, like, bad things are going to happen to them. But they're a victim. Like, they didn't do anything wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong they did, no matter what anyone could possibly say. Like, if you are a victim of something like that, like, you didn't do anything wrong. It isn't like, oh, but she wore this, blah, no, fuck yeah, that. No. If you're a victim, like, you, that's it. There should be no bad stigma, like, anything like that. Like, and I think that that's, I don't know. It just bothers me that, like, there's automatically, like, oh, they must be, like, kind of messed up because they, like, it's like something happened to them.
Yeah.
When that's not how that works.
But which kind of really why I don't really talk about it is because it's not a part of who I am. It's something that happened, but it didn't shape any part of me. I don't know. And I've forgiven him, you know. It's like, he's a 16-year-old. He's learning about it. He's, you know, he's gay, so he wasn't sure who he was. So, it's whatever. It was like I don't know, kind of moved on from it, which is why I never really talk about it, but it is a thing that happened.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to share it, because I don't tell anybody, so I'm sharing with people.
I accept you.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks, Max. See, it doesn't help when you slide your hand up my leg.
I know, there's no witnesses to that.
Chris just saw it.
Chris.
But I'm okay for your advances.
Oh, you like mine.
It's consensual. I like your advances. It's definitely consensual.
There we go.
See, I told her there's backlash. I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
It just got super deep in here, I think.
I told you it was a serious topic.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have anything to say?
About that or about
just
anything?
About anything. Just
about anything.
Not really, no.
Okay. Have you talked to Brooks lately?
No. I texted him to let him know that the new Fall Out Boy video was out.
Definitely.
And he didn't text me back, so I don't know what's going on with him.
Right. Well, I don't know what Brooks is saying then. We've all shared things that people didn't know about us.
Yeah, we definitely have.
What's something that somebody did that you didn't quite understand, Chris?
Something somebody did that I didn't quite understand. They didn't quite understand,
yeah.
Well, it's kind of a long shot of stretch, but I do know some people, and it's a boy and a girl, and boy.
Have we talked about this before?
I don't know. I haven't heard his story yet.
Oh.
Okay, it's a boy and a girl.
Okay.
And the boy just moved here recently. And before he moved here...
We've talked about this
before. Yeah, we've talked about it.
He was in a... he was engaged to someone.
Yeah.
We haven't gone this far in depth, though.
And 2 weeks before the wedding, he broke it off
with
that person because he felt like he was being rushed, like it was really forced. And so he moved here. He's met another girl. They've been dating for a few months now, and he has just recently asked her to marry him.
Yeah. They've been dating for 5 months. That needs to be said.
Yes, been dating for about 5 months, and now they're engaged, and while I'm totally happy for them, I don't really understand why that happened, and I feel like, while I knew that I wanted to marry my wife, you know, around 5 or 6 months into it, I really loved her, I knew that I did, I still dated her for a lot longer. And then after I dated her for another year, more than a year, I still wanted to marry her. And at that point, because I really believe in the finality of marriage, mm-hmm. I don't think you should just rush into something like that.
Absolutely.
So at that point, I knew that I wanted to marry her. I still wanted to marry her. We'd been through a lot of crap, so we got married. Now we're still married. Our 1 year anniversary was last Sunday. So yay me. But anyways, yeah, so I don't really understand what they're going through right now. And I feel like he's kind of repeating the same thing. It's kind of rushed, kind of forced. So don't know what's going to happen with that. But I wish them the best.
Yeah.
I wish them the best.
Max, what's something that somebody did that you didn't quite understand?
I didn't quite understand. I was at work today, actually.
Sometimes we have contractors, because I'm in the Air Force. I don't know. People might not remember. I'm in the Air Force. Sometimes we have contractors that work for the Department of Defense. They come in and they work on stuff. I'm not sure why this happens, but sometimes they come in and they do like stupid things that like we could do, and that there are jobs of military people that do these jobs, but they still get paid. And because they are getting paid to do it, we cannot do it. But we are required to escort them into all the buildings, because like you have to have a military member wherever they are to escort them. Literally one of the dumbest things that's ever happened. But so I was assigned to escort today. Well, I understand that I have to babysit these contractors, like, it's fine. What I do not like is people wasting my time. So here's what I didn't understand.
Okay.
I got into work at 9, and then was told at 9:30, like, oh, you have to go escort these contractors. I'm like, okay, we have a morning meeting at 9:30. So I'm like, we have to do it. He's like, yeah, after the meeting. Cool. I leave at 10. I drive. It's pretty far away. I have to drive a little distance. It takes about 20 minutes to get to where they are. I get there, they're like, oh, we don't have this cable we need. I was like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, can you go get one? I'm like,
this is some bullshit.
I was like, you know, whatever, fine. At this point, I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, this kind of sucks. This is stupid. I don't know why I'm doing this. But I did. I was like, fine. I went and I drove back 20 minutes because I have to go back to where I work to get
it.
I grab a cable. I'm like, this is dumb. I drive back 20 minutes. I get out there and they're like, oh, we're going to break for lunch now. Like, for real, you couldn't, like, why can't you just tell me that before I left last time? They're like, hey, don't come back. We're going to go to lunch. Just meet us back out here when we're off. Like, for real? I was super pissed.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
At this point, I'm super mad. So I drive back 20 fucking more minutes. I've now wasted an hour and a half.
Okay.
Just completely 1 hour and a half wasted of my time. Go to lunch, whatever, blah, 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 talking to people, eating food. Drive back out there, 20 more minutes. Get out there, like, oh, we have to go to this building. I go to this building. He has to test a single pair of fiber. It takes 5 minutes. I go back. Oh, yeah, we're done.
Didn't even need that cable?
They didn't even need the cable.
That's bullshit.
They didn't need the cable. They only had to test the one pair of fiber, and then they sent me back. They literally wasted, like, 4 to 5 hours of my time. That includes, like, the lunch break that I would not have taken if it wasn't for them. So it was...
People be stupid, man. People
I don't get it. I don't fucking understand. Fuck my life.
Yeah, well,
nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. That's the point of that segment.
Yeah.
Didn't understand. I had one the other day, but I forgot it by the time we started recording, so...
Why is your mouth, like, blue?
Yeah, why is your mouth
blue? Have you been eating, like, Airhead or something?
No.
It's very blue.
Is it the wine?
Is it? Is my mouth red?
Not really. Is mine?
No, you're good.
Oh, I might have a serious medical condition.
Go check it. Let's end this.
Yeah, we're going to...
And then go check yourself out in the mirror.
I'm kind of worried right now.
Yeah. It's very blue.
Am I going to die?
No.
We don't know, dude. We don't know.
Okay, bye, guys. I need to go check because I might be dying.
We'll update you next week. Bye.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.